views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky with Angels and Answers. And this segment, we are going to be talking about emotions. And emotions definitely run deep. And, you know, you could physically hurt somebody, and physically things could heal pretty quickly. But when it comes to emotions, that could literally last a lifetime.
It does last a lifetime. Once on the lips and forever in your heart, especially when you're saying something to hurt another. So, you know, guys, I always have raised my children, and I've always told my husband that, and I tell everybody who's my friend, remember what you say. Be conscious of everything that comes out of your mouth, especially when you're angry. And that's very hard to do in itself. But when you're angry at someone, don't say something to someone in the moment just to hurt them. Because no matter how many times you apologize, it's out there.
Yeah, once you say it, you can't take it
back. You can never take it back. The energy is there for eternity.
You want to know something? I got to tell you something really interesting. I'm going to tell you why I chose this topic as far as emotions run deep.
It's a great topic.
It is. I was having a conversation with somebody just not too long ago, you know, over the weekend. And it was a female. And she was telling me certain things about from a woman's perspective. And, you know, I said things to my previous relationship, you know, to the girls in my previous relationship. And I really didn't, I mean, did I think much of it? I did, but I meant it from my point of view and how I meant it.
Yes.
But it's like there's a difference between when you say something and how someone receives it.
Right.
And so she was able to elaborate from a woman's perspective that certain words that I say, I didn't realize that my words came across in a different way.
More hurtful than I thought.
I mean, did I intentionally want to pound, you know, my previous relationships? No. And that was, you know, my previous ex-wives.
Yes.
And so I thought about what was being said to me, and I thought about certain words that I expressed to them, not realizing the power of my words and that I was very hurtful to them, and which caused them to act or respond a certain way. And I felt horrible afterwards because it wasn't my intentions to be like that. I mean, did I want to get my emotions across? Did I want to get my point of view across? Yes, absolutely. I don't owe an apology. But what I do owe an apology was my choice of words. And
yeah.
So what I did was, after I had this conversation with this wonderful person, I ended up calling both my ex-wives. And, I called one, because the other one I could talk to. The other one I could only text. So I texted one of them, and I called the other one, and I apologized for my words and for my actions. And
that was very nice of you, actually.
And because I just said to them, I said, it wasn't my intentions to hurt them. I mean, do I feel the way I feel? I don't owe any apologies for how I felt.
You're not apologizing for making your point across.
For getting my point across and how I felt or how they made me feel and what was it. But in my response to them and to get my point across, it wasn't, I know that it wasn't received in the way of what my intentions were. And so they would take my words and try to twist it into a different way, and they were wrong. They were wrong on what I was trying to say, or they started attacking me. I'm going, no, but not realizing that my choice of words was
made
very,
them.
You know, hurt them and made them feel the way they do, which made them respond to me that way. And so I responded back to them, And I started off, like, once I started to explain and apologize, I said, don't get me wrong. I said, I'm not trying to rekindle our relationship to be a relationship again, because I didn't want that, and that ship is already sailed. Mm-hmm. But I had, like, an epiphany to realize that, you know, my choice of words, when I thought about certain conversations, that I wanted to not keep on repeating that, you know, from now and into the future. So what I did was I helped heal the past. And so, like I said, emotions run deep. And I know with one of them, one of my ex-wives, she didn't want to hear it because it's like she wanted to remain angry. You know, when you're so hurt or angered, it's like, stop being so damn nice because you're ticking me off even more.
Yeah.
Whereas the other one, which was before her, she was saying, like, wow, thank you, thank you. She was very she was not apologetic, she was very appreciative that I was honored, I recognized it, and I honored her feelings. And
which is very nice. I think that was very nice of you.
And I felt very cleansed. I felt very
understood.
I felt like understood. I felt like there was a lot of healing going on.
Yeah.
You know, whether they, you know, one definitely took to it, the other one hasn't yet, and that was my most recent one. And I understand. But the bottom line is, when you're ready to heal and you want to have a talk or a conversation with somebody, it doesn't mean the person receiving your words now to heal, they might not be ready to heal.
Right.
They're not in that frame of mind. You are, because you had all this time to think about it.
Right.
You had all this time, like, I want to grow. I want to make myself better. I want to be a better person. I want to be better in relationships. I want to be better. Whereas the other person is saying, screw you. You know, they're still holding on to anger and resentment, because that's their language. That's what they know, and that's their survival mechanism in the moment.
Right.
You know, but hopefully within time, at least you can make a difference within yourself to make yourself feel better.
Right. And you feel that now that you put it out there in a better way, that you won't be not so much judged, but your point has come across the way you really meant it.
Now, now after you explain yourself, like I did, after you explain yourself or try to get words across, or you try to compromise or whatever, knowing that I gave my best, or knowing that you gave your best, who's ever listening, when you're trying to share your thoughts and expressions, try to look at the other person's point of view, like, why are they still angry at you? Why are they still attacking? When really all you're trying to do is maybe express your point of view or resolve a situation everybody has their own reasoning. Everyone's defensive from their own reasoning, like, why am I the one who always has to take care of mom? How come you can't help out? Whereas the other person's saying, well, you're the one that was the golden child. You're the one that took care of everything. You're the one who got... So everybody has their own rhyme and reason, their justification, why they feel that they're right. So when you have an appreciation or a compassion or an understanding to the other person's point of view, it helps you understand, you know, the overall circumstances. Or, you know, or maybe you could start to talk in a language where the person who you have a gripe about, that when you open up your heart, that they'll now open their heart up more to you, so that, you know, the relationship could heal.
Definitely. And I think that's a very valid point that you've made. And I think that sometimes when people are in situations like that, in the heat of the moment, you don't give it that much thought. You just let it rip.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, my point that I want to make is, go over the things in your mind, folks, that you might have been hurtful or saying and not really meant it. And try to clarify. It's never too late. It's never too late to do the right thing. So that's an important lesson as well. I just wanted to tell you guys, I want to give you the numbers again for the station and for Artie and myself. If you want to get an amazing reading with Artie, who you will not be sorry, this would be just tremendous. His number is 877-ANGEL-02, and he'll be very happy to give you an amazing reading. And if you'd like a nice, amazing reading with myself, my number is 908-500-1474. Now, if you want a reading,
a free
little mini Winnie reading, Brian, with the number, if you could just put it up there.
1-800-930-2819.
Just give me a minute, folks. And Brian is going to put up the studio number. And you can call in now if you'd like for a little
mini reading.
And
that the whole world could hear and listen in. It's like Jerry Springer, put all your dirt up there.
But if you have like a little something that's playing on you, or you want to know about a job or a love interest or whatever, if you're not feeling so great.
If you're at crossroads, just give us a call.
That's a lovely way to put it.
Hey,
I like that.
Hey, Bri, say the number out loud, clearly.
1-800-930-2819.
There you go.
That was a little low on our side, Bri, so if you could just jot that down for us. We will go ahead and repeat it throughout the show today.
All right, everyone, stick around because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Ta-da!
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Welcome to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am so thrilled that we've created this venue for all of you out there.
Dr. Pat Basile will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
What we have heard is that you want to ensure for us that we keep positive, holistic, uplifting, transformative talk radio on the air. We're excited to bring you the contemporary conversations about Lyme disease.
We promise not to let the light fade on Lyme.
So fasten your seat belts. We've got lots more to share with you in the weeks to come.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio with Dr. Pat and help keep our mission strong on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with a God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit EverydaySpirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
1230 WBLQ.
Slow down, you crazy child. You're so ambitious for a juvenile. But then if you're so smart, tell me why are you still so afraid? Where's the fire? What's the hurry about? You better cool it it off before you burn it out. You got so much to do and only so many hours in a day. Hey, but you know that when the truth is told, that you can get what you want or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you even get halfway through. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? Slow down, you're doing fine. You can't be everything you wanna be before your time. Although it's so romantic on the borderline tonight, tonight. Too bad, but it's the life you lead. You're so ahead of yourself that you forgot what you need. Though you can see when you're wrong, you know you can't always see when you're right. You're right. You got your passion, you got your pride, but don't you know that only fools are satisfied? Dream on, but don't imagine they'll all come true. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? Slow down, you crazy child, and take the phone off the hook and disappear for a while. It's all right, you can't afford to lose a day or two. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits? You want, or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you even get halfway through. Ooh, why don't you realize Vienna waits for you? When will you realize Vienna waits for you?
All right, welcome back, everybody.
Love that song.
Yeah.
Isn't it great?
Yeah, Vienna. You know, Vienna represents your dreams.
Yeah.
You know, slow down, you crazy child. Yeah. You're so ambitious for a juvenile. Oh, and so it says, when will you realize Vienna waits for you, which means your dreams. Your dreams wait for you.
Yes. You can manifest your dreams, folks. I hope you realize that. I mean, we've been saying this for I don't know how many years, but you can manifest your dreams.
You know, there is such a thing. You know, there, people say, you know, you could be with whatever you want. It's not true. You can't, a midget cannot become a professional basketball player. A woman cannot become a professional basketball player. In the sense on the men's league or, you know, there are just certain things people, there has to be.
There are professional women basketball players.
No, right. No, this is true. But what I'm saying, when you're super short.
Yeah.
When you're super short. I didn't elaborate on that.
Unless you have very long arms and they scrape on the floor.
You know, somebody, you know, all of a sudden, it has to be so ingrained within your body. There are certain people, you just can't be everything and anything you want at any given point. There are certain parameters. However, but anything that's within your physical grasp, I mean literally within your physical grasp, yes, you can manifest or draw into you whatever it is that you want, but it just can't be anything. It's like you're not going to take somebody who's 50 years old and all of a sudden they say, you know what, I really want to become an astronaut.
Yeah.
Then again,
you're dealing with, let's say, your own knowledge of your own self. So even if you wanted to be an astronaut when you were a young child, you know at a certain point that dream is finished.
But it has to be in your heart and soul. It's got to be in your blood and your bones. When you want something bad enough,
yeah,
you're going to manifest it, and you can manifest it, whether it be a musician or an artist or whatever. If you wanted to be a world traveler, you know, if you want to be a mechanic, a teacher, electrician, you know, whatever it is that you, that you desire.
A butcher, a baker, a candlestick
maker. There you
go.
You could do.
You can do it within reason.
Right. You can do it. You can manifest. But yet, you know, but there's also a lot of responsibilities. And a lot of times, you know, people have to sacrifice a lot of what they've manifested in their lives if they want to just go after their dream.
Exactly. And also, when you're manifesting, you also have that modicum of doubt in your mind because you know that it's unreachable. So actually, your manifestation is not pure because you know there's a modicum of, oh, I can't do this really. I'm just going to manifest it because just because I can. It's not going to happen because you don't feel it in your, you don't feel it within your heart and soul.
There's a lot of people who also deal with worthiness issues. So, you know, they go after what they want. They do a lot of work and effort to get to go in the direction to manifest whatever it is they want or what they, you know. And then once it comes close, they let it go or they sabotage it or they allow stupid little things to get in the way. They allow so many distractions to stop them from going after their dreams.
Yes. I agree with that. I agree with that.
And so, you know, if you want, you know, if you want something bad enough, you have to like literally put your heart and soul into it. And unfortunately, some people have to work harder at situations more than others. And it really sucks when you're trying to pull everything out of your hat to try to make things happen and it's still not happening fast enough or quick enough or whatever. And so, you know, it's like, you know, you're banging your head against the wall and you go, what do I do? What do I do? I'm trying everything I can. And unfortunately, you got to reach deeper and reach deeper. And it's like, but how much deeper do I have to reach? And it stinks because there are some people who achieve their goals really quickly, really easily. And a lot of it is because of who you know, believe it or not. It's who you know or who could give you that little heads up of information or to give you that foot in the door.
Correct.
And other people, they have to start off raw and they have to, you know, cultivate. And it takes a lot of hard work. It takes a lot of persistence. It takes a lot of head banging. And it's like, how strong are you to want to try to keep on going at what it is that you're trying to manifest?
That's so true. I 100% believe you're right. But just getting off the track for 1 minute, folks, I wanted to let you know that we have, as a regular guest on the show, a lovely gentleman who is an amazing, incredible healer, and his name is Guy Lazarus. And Guy and I have gone into a spin-off of what he does and I do. We've joined forces together, and we are now doing home balancing. And believe it or not, it may sound like it's not on the track of what we're talking about, but I believe it really is. Because when your energy is balanced in your home, your life with your children, your husband, your significant other, it's better because the energy is balanced. There's not too much negative. There's not too much positive. It's absolutely balanced. So we thought from doing this several times with several people and having amazing results, we decided to offer this to the general public as a service. Now, I myself have done it. Guy himself has done it. But together, we're dynamic. We're dynamic.
And that's like that's known as feng shui.
It is feng shui without the changing of the furniture or placing plants in strategic positions. This is without doing that. This is a service that we offer to come in and literally balance out the energy in your home. And we teach you how to keep it balanced. So it's something that you might want to think about, folks, and if you'd like to, you can give me a call at 908-500-1474, and I'm going to give you Guy's phone number, too. So hold on just a sec.
All right, well, she'll get Scott. Scott, yeah. You'll just give it after the next commercial break.
Yeah, I will.
So, but any case, what I was talking about before was about, you know, the emotions and... you know, it takes a lot for somebody within themselves to be able to speak their mind, to speak their truth. And you got to give people like that who's willing to speak their truth a lot of credit that when they're trying to share their feelings with you or their hurt or their pain and that you're able to, you know, take in what they have to say and, you know, try to give them credit. And if they're saying things that you don't appreciate or like, at least give them credit that they're at least speaking their 100% truth and they're being honest with you. And, you know, it stinks when you're trying to express your feelings or emotions and the other person isn't fully taking what you're saying, but only from their perspective or from, you know, their point of view. And so sometimes it takes a little balancing back and forth until you have to be able to know when to speak to the person, you know, when to, you know, there's a timing when to speak to someone. You know, if you have bad news you want to share with somebody, you don't want to share it at the beginning of the day. If you could wait till later on in the day after the day is complete, because then they're going to be carrying this heavy emotion with them throughout the whole course of the day.
True.
You know, so it's, you know, timing is very important when you say what to who or who to what. And because, again, if you could read into the person's sensitivity and emotions, that, you know, some people are just blunt or pretty hard, and you could say whatever, whenever, and, you know, that's their personality, whereas other people are very sensitive, and you have to, you know, there's a timing and a rhythm when you should know when to, you
drop
know,
the bomb.
Drop the bomb, or after you make them their favorite meal, or after good sex.
Right. Guess what, honey?
Or after they're a little tipsy. That's the best time.
That
you know?
Is the best time. But, you know, I like what you said before about people sabotaging themselves. And, you know, you could strive all your life to get where you want to be. And then when you're starting to put your foot right over that threshold to accomplish that goal, all of a sudden you start sabotaging. Because sometimes the energy is not right. Sometimes you feel as though you're not worthy of it.
Or you become insecure. You have to feel sufficient. But we have to go to a commercial break.
Yes.
All right, everybody, stick around because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you...
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are you searching? Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
All right, everybody, welcome back, and you're with with somebody, Artie and Sky, and we're now going to be talking more emotions, but
we have a caller, but before we do the caller, I want to give you Guy Lazarus's number, because him and I, like I said, are going to do the residential energy balancing, which is so important, folks, and we're also going to teach you how to maintain that in your home so that you don't need us anymore. So his number is 347-705-4503. And if anybody needs that number again, please give us a buzz and we will give it to you again. And like I said, this is so important to maintain a good, healthy relationship between you and your children, especially when your kids are teenagers, guys, because they bring home all kinds of negativity with drugs, alcohol, bad friends. I mean, really, this is something to really think about. Well, thank you for that. Now, we do have a caller, and her name is Lisa, and she's from Jackson. Are you there, Lisa?
Well, actually, she hung up, so you have no calls. I'm sorry.
She hung up?
Yep.
That son of a gun.
Well, I hope she calls back.
I'll let you know.
All right, sweetie. Thank you. So anyway.
So anyway, I was talking about, you know, our topic is about emotions run deep. And you have to be very careful what you say to who, because if you're the type of person that's always putting your foot in your mouth, like you don't really think and you're just saying and talking and saying and talking without realizing how insensitive you could sound to the other person, words are very powerful.
Yes.
and it's very hard to forget. And
I want to tell you something. Just like words are very powerful, actions are very powerful. And I want to tell you, when you're in a relationship and you're at the end of that relationship, it's sometimes very difficult to get out of it. And a lot of times it's difficult because you are a kind and loving and gentle person and you don't want to hurt the other person. However, there comes a time where you're doing that person an injustice by hanging on, because you're not being the best person you can be. So what happens is you're really omitting a negative rather than a positive, and you're creating more of a fiasco than necessary. So it's also very mindful for you to remember that even though words are important, your actions are very important as well.
Because if your actions don't follow your words,
they mean nothing.
Then it doesn't mean anything.
Exactly.
You know, so, but, you know, you have to put on your big boy pants, your big girl pants.
Yeah.
And, you know, do what's necessary so that, you know, you could grow, so you could heal, so they could heal. And it's a painful process. It is. You know, it could be very painful, especially when you're used to having something or someone in your life.
God bless you.
For so long.
Yes. And also it's painful because 9 out of 10 times, you know, you're then alone. You're alone. And you're facing life by yourself. And a lot of people have a stigma about not having someone to face life with. I mean, let's face it, guys. Life is hard enough with another person helping you through. Can you imagine being alone and doing it? And there's so many of you beautiful people out there doing just that. And also supporting children and going to work and maintaining a home, a job, a career, children. It's crazy. And I give you so much kudos for being so strong. So don't sell yourself short. That and alone is an amazing feat. And I give you the most kudos out of everyone because you are trying to keep that balance.
You know, yeah. You were saying before 9 out of 10, it reminded me of a funny joke or a funny situation that I thought of.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. When you said like 9 out of 10 people feel this way,
yes,
or that way or whatever you were talking.
Yeah.
And I was thinking to myself, you know, like on these commercials with toothpaste, they,
yes,
say, well, 9 out of 10 dentists, 9 out of 10 dentists pick Crest. I'm saying, well, what does the other one pick? I'm just curious. You know, 9 out of 10 dermatologists pick out this acne cream. Well, what does the other one pick?
Only you.
I'm curious.
I had this. Only you. You see what I have to deal with, folks? Is this fair?
I'm just curious. What do the others pick? All right, 2 out of 10. All right, 8 out of 10. All right, what did the other one
pick? Is that the sign of a beautiful mind? I hope you are all praying for me out there. Did you ever hear of Pepsodent?
Yeah, really. That's so funny.
You are hysterical. I love you.
But so when it comes, again, when it comes to dealing with people and their emotions, and you know, it's very helpful to also speak to somebody outside of your friends and family, and to have somebody who is unconditional and not connected directly to your personal life, but someone who can give you a healthy outside perspective.
That's very good advice.
And also, you know, sometimes it takes a while to find the right therapist so that you can have that dynamic, because just because somebody labels themselves as a therapist doesn't mean that they are the ones that could help you, because everybody has, even though they're a therapist and they're trained therapists in the profession, everybody has that dynamic, that chemistry, who could connect to your heart and soul, or who could understand you. And so if you're speaking with somebody professionally and you feel that they're not understanding you, or they're not able to give you the proper information or the proper knowledge,
advice
so that you could grow or to overcome, you know, some people feel like they argue with their therapist, or it's like they just come up with bland answers, or they go, well, and how do you feel about that?
Oh,
and
I hate that.
Oh, and then you speak some more, and how do you feel about that?
Right.
It's like, are you kidding me?
Right.
You know,
what's your thoughts on that? Well, if I had thoughts about it, I wouldn't need to pay you $300 an hour.
Which is not really an hour, it's 50 minutes. All right, everyone, stick around, because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown. Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with a God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Hey everyone, this is Dr. Pat. I am so thrilled. I've had the honor of working with Leslie Fontaine for the past year or so, and what she has created in her hit program, Sheer Alchemy, transcends what most of us get to listen to or hear in any point in time in our lives. But beyond that, Leslie is working with people all over the world, and she has created something phenomenal based on the feedback and input from the Archangels, from the Ascended Masters, from the Light Beings, and most importantly, from each and every one of you. So if you want to change your life, if you're ready to step into your own version of Sheer Alchemy, please give Leslie a call at 678-665-3366. And why? Because this is what you're going to be prepared to do. Be amazed, and on your part, connect with the Ascended Masters that are there to help you custom make the life that you are meant to live.
The shadow overhead. I've been sleeping with the cloud above my bed. I've been lonely for so long. Trapped in the past, I just can't seem to move on.
I've been hiding all my hopes and dreams away, just in case I ever need them again someday. I've been setting aside time, clear a little space in the corners of my mind.
All I wanna do is find a way back into love. I can make it through without a way back into love. Oh,
I'm open to your suggestions.
Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back, everybody.
Way back.
Angels and Answers. Way back. Welcome way back.
Way Back to Love. Love that song by Hugh Grant and what's your name?
Elizabeth Hurley.
No, that's his wife. That's not the singer.
That was his wife. But yeah. That wasn't him.
The name is Haley Bennett.
Hugh Hurley. Hello.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
Hugh Grant.
Hello. That was Hugh Grant?
No, it's Hugh Grant. Hey, who else sang that?
Wow.
Rod, you know?
Haley Bennett.
Haley what?
Bennett.
Haley Bennett.
Yeah, I love her voice.
Oh, she's beautiful. And also, that was Hugh Grant. I didn't know he was so talented with the singing.
Oh, yeah, he's very
beautiful.
Yeah, he plays piano and everything.
Really?
He's got it all. The guy's got
so
it all. It's
like a my God.
You know?
He's a humorist.
Yeah. You know who I think is a really cool actor, which I wish I had more of that? Johnny Depp. Oh, so do I. Yeah, we wouldn't be having a long
TV wouldn't
show.
Be talking, baby.
Aye, aye.
Oh, baby. We would be very, very few words would be spoken.
I'll tell you.
He's a hottie. Sorry, folks, I'm perspiring here. Well, I want to tell you something. My second daughter has a girlfriend whose father was in the production business. And my daughter's girlfriend got to literally meet Johnny Depp years and years ago before he became this magnificent superstar, and he was so freaking gorgeous. My oldest daughter. My daughter said, Mom, I just met a guy today that was absolutely the most drop-dead gorgeous man on the planet. And I said, what was his name? And she said, let me think. I think it was, what the heck is his name? Johnny Depp. And after she revived me, I said, you what? You got to meet Johnny Depp? She said, yeah, I think he's on a Jump Street show or something like that. And he was producing 21 Jump Street, I believe it was. But, he's been beautiful all along. Now he's a little flaky. He wears the beret and the mustache. And
oh, yeah?
The cigarette holder.
Really?
Yes. He's, like, really far out there.
Listen,
I'll take him in any form, shape, style.
Yeah, you only have a few million women to compete against.
I know. He could come to me poor, too.
You want to know something? It's amazing that, you know, and not just guys, but also girls, to stay focused on their craft, stay focused on their family, stay focused on their loved ones. When you get this kind of attention from everywhere, that takes a tremendous amount of focus so that you're self-restraint so that you don't, like, go overboard.
Let me ask you a question.
We have 2 minutes, but go ahead.
Good question. When you see them doing these love scenes, is that really them on top of each other and sticking their thumbs down their throat?
No, absolutely. But you have to understand, No, absolutely. But it's not as sexy as you think it is for the actual actors or actresses. Once in a while it is, but a lot of times it's not. You have to understand, you're in a room with about 12 or 15 people right on top of you while you're doing this. You know?
So it's like
so if you're an exhibitionist, then you'll be totally into it. And other people feel very, you know, weebie-jeebied out about it, you know?
Well, you know something? If there was somebody there like Johnny Depp, I think I could really get into it. But if it was somebody like, I don't know.
Pee Wee Herman?
Yeah, oh my God, I think I would be puking away.
But hey Brian, how many more minutes or seconds do we have?
It's actually time to wrap it up right now.
All right, everybody, listen up. From my mouth to God's ears, may God bless you all with lots of love, health, happiness, and prosperity. And never stop talking to God and the angels. They're always listening to you.
Always.
So always pray in the positive sense, never in the negative.
Yes.
So just know that you're always being watched over and that the Holy Spirit, God really, really cares about you.
He really loves you with everything, every ounce
of his being. All right, until next week, everybody, stay happy and stay well.
Bye.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed. passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyofAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.